For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Boy, look at us. Look at us. A couple of homers in
yeah,
here.
Like it's not DQ today.
This is embarrassing.
You're selling out wearing a Razorback polo shirt.
From the stadium shop.
From the stadium shop.
Thank you.
I am wearing an official Nike Arkansas hat purchased at the stadium shop.
You are. That's a clean hat right there.
We look like the morning rush. Don't we? All right, fine. DQ, not. She's in her Taylor stuff.
Yeah.
DQ did not wear the opponent's shirt.
It's on us
today. And they
went 0-2. Yeah, it's on us today.
DQ, the universe revolves around you.
Okay.
Would you like
I'll take that. Well, now that they're in regionals, I don't have any of that stuff.
And we'll have to figure that out, won't we? We'll know Monday who they play in the regionals there. The McLarty Daniel hotline is ready with your queries at 866-285-4005. As Arkansas goes 0-2 in the SEC tournament, and now they will focus their sights on the NCAAs. Yeah, I like to wear Arkansas shirts when everybody's mad at the team. That's what I like to do.
Well, when we got here today, they weren't mad.
They were kind of mad.
I would think things were fine. But
They were kind of mad. Techs flying in after the 9-6 loss to Kentucky today. So, first of all, I have trivia for you, Zach Arnes.
Really? Okay.
Baseball trivia.
All right.
How many SEC baseball players are in the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown? And I will give you a hint. The number is changing this year.
7.
It's 1, and it's going to be 2 when Todd Helton gets in this
year. Yeah.
Frank Thomas.
Yeah.
Todd Helton.
Yep, sure enough.
That's it. That's the list.
That's the list. Okay.
How about that? You like that?
I like
you
that.
Like
that's,
that?
That's good.
Hall of Fame talk. Look
that's,
at there.
That's good. That's good look information.
There. Look at there. Well, I've gone to the glasses, and the box score still doesn't look this good as with that. I don't know. It didn't. This game had a weird vibe to me. I think Bubba nailed it in the post game when he said they just didn't look like they had any interest in participating in this game today, and the tone was set on that when Hagen went out for a half start. They'll plan the whole time was like 30 pitches. So they knew going in, he's not going to be out there the whole time. So it just kind of trickled down until the sixth inning. They completely sleptwalk through the first five innings of the ball game, and then you know, some things happen. Peyton Holt's bat wakes him up, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, we have to do, we're trying here. Oh yeah, we can still win this thing down 6-0.
If they checked out, now I understand maybe from a strategy standpoint, not playing, I don't want to say not playing to win, but limiting guys, just guys out there getting their work. But if they were not, if they just checked out, that's a red flag. That's not a beige or a green flag. That's a red flag.
A beige flag.
Yeah, that's a DQ thing. Stop that. That would concern me a little bit.
The tone was set when they knew that this was, they should have, I mean, if they wanted this, and I don't even know if they wanted to. I mean, all the top seeds lost yesterday, on 1-4. So it's not like anything is at stake here. It is a the game doesn't count to a certain extent, but it matters. It looked to me like when they knew this was only going to be like a Hagen half start, it was like, okay, well, this is not really. That set the tone early.
I'm not convinced they went in going, man, he's going to get 2 innings, 30 pitches, and that's going to be.
Well, they said that.
Of course, they're saying it now.
They said.
But
that.
He went out and he, I mean, from the first pitch, he was just off. His velo was down. He was. He didn't have his normal pinpoint control.
They were not on that edge that
right.
you need to be
right.
in a postseason game. Not, you know.
And once Kentucky, you know, got the 2-0 lead in the first inning, you're just like, wow, this looks rough. Then they, you know, then it was Gage Wood came out. He was fine. And then, you know, Tiger got touched up a little bit. And I don't know if they checked out, man, I hope they can get it to reel back in by next weekend. They're a very different team when they play at Baum. They are a shell of themselves when they leave the state of Arkansas.
Yeah. It did. Here's a text on the McLarty Daniel hotline. They acted like it was a false scrimmage. Yeah, it had scrimmage vibes there for a while, didn't it? Okay, we're here. Great. Yay. And then, you know, the sixth inning, it became competitive again, and some of those juices kind of kicked in for those guys there. But they totally slept well. I do not like at all the errors in both games by there were errors, and then there are just mistakes that they made that were just like, you can't. Here's the thing about if you want to get to Omaha, you can't just give stuff away. You can't have walks. You can't have errors. That stuff always bites you in the backside in the postseason. It's magnified, and that's this kind of stuff that I would have liked to have seen them play cleaner in those areas going into next weekend, and they didn't, and now. The defense looks a little shaky
going
into next week.
You can take physical errors. I mean, that's going to happen. You know, you slip, you fall. Mental errors, you know, on that what do we call that thing in the first inning? A duck snort? That fly ball that's going at Stovall, and he just whiffed on it. And it was just, at that moment, you're like, they're not focused. And
it compounded itself
and kept going, and they just, they weren't sharp at all. And you know, I heard Chuck say it earlier this week, like, just go down there and don't look like you don't give a damn. Yeah, well, you know, I mean,
for half the game today, they looked that way.
I mean, look like you're interested in what's going on. And
but I don't think that's totally their fault, because the tone was set from on high that this game, you know, Hagen throw 30, 35 pitches, whatever. Like they didn't. This was the tone was set. It took Peyton Holt hitting a home run for that competitive stuff to start to snap in, and they go, oh yeah, it's a game. Oh yeah. But until that, I mean, they had no interest in being in this game. And I can't say that I blame them for that, because it's a meaningless game. Your position in next week is pretty much locked up.
Or, and this is, I'm sure, what's being said on Kentucky sports radio today, that Kentucky team was motivated to go back after getting whooped 11-0.
Yeah, they got their hat handed. They had one hit against LSU.
At one point, the number one team.
Bleep hit.
They were the number one team in the country. They were motivated to go out and play well today.
Yeah, they were.
They looked dialed in.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows? I'm sure the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it's a, you know, it's a mixed bag. There's some stuff there. I mean, obviously, it looks like Peyton Holt is ready to put his fingerprints all over this postseason run, however long it may be. They're going to go, he's going to have a big impact on all that stuff. Maybe McIntyre is right after getting that out. You mean, maybe. I like what I've seen from Molina the last couple of times out. Now
he
that he's not
today.
Starting,
he looked good today.
He's out of it. He talked about it afterwards. He's out of his own head now. He's just like, you know, it's just that kind of whatever that pressure was to start has been released, and now, you know, he seems like he's a reliable guy again out of the bullpen. So there's a lot to unpack here, but they are done with the SEC tournament, and then now they'll play next Friday. Now, you know, the question now is, does Hagen go in game one or game two? I tend to leave him on Friday because that's what you've done all year, and I don't like, you know, messing with the feng shui just because it's the postseason. But we'll see what they do. They'll be against the four seed, whoever that is, and, you know, not all four seeds are alike.
You know,
so
if it's the New Jersey Institute of Technology, no disrespect to them,
well,
you can probably roll out whoever you want.
Here's the thing, though. When you're the number one overall seed, you get the worst four seed.
Right.
Well, they're going to be,
they'll be in the middle.
Four, five, yeah, or six, so they're going to get the fifth or sixth worst.
I think it's opponent
dependent. They're not going to play the worst team in the tournament. That's what I'm saying.
It is opponent dependent.
Yeah.
If you're playing, you know, the Sisters of the Poor, roll who you have to out there and get the win. You save Hagen Smith for the next day.
Please don't offend the Sisters of the Poor.
I'm sorry. To all,
we're trying to not ruin our weekend around
all
here.
All Sisters of the Poor tech that I just offended.
You
I'm
would.
So sorry.
Let me tell you.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
I just ordered a gift for you and a gift for her for your wedding.
Thank you.
Look at you.
Hey!
I didn't have to do anything other than click a couple buttons, enter my credit card number, and then in my coup de grace moment,
yeah,
I text her and go, hey, did you get a notification? Yes, I did. Ha ha!
Beautiful.
This is awesome.
Beautiful.
I don't have to do anything.
Nope, nothing at all. And then the, you know, they bring a box to the house and there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I love this.
And every weekend I make a cardboard run to the local repository and then drop it off. Because, you know, we got a lot of cardboard at the house.
This is going very well.
Yeah. So I want to, this is the, Kendall is the second person to text in about the dude wipes a billboard. So maybe we need to talk about that at some point. But I'm in a very charitable mood today. Some could even say a good mood today. So I'm going to give free advice once again to, I'm not going to say anything mean, the fine people at the Edge Collective, all right? Because I passed along, they're doing weekly updates. Did you two see this a few days ago?
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you a piece of a free advice here, okay? Here you go. Do not, under any circumstance, tell us the exact number of people in this drive for 5,000 when it is only 780-something. Don't do that. Lie to us. Spin it. You guys spin everything else in the world up there. Why not this? They've got one of those thermometers, you know, where you shade in the red part as you try to get to your goal. And every week they're doing an update. And the last update, they had 793 at their goal of 5,000. we need to fudge the numbers here a little bit, all right? We need to. This is one moment.
Lie to us.
You spin everything. You tell us Sam Pittman's good. You tell us Calipari's going to win a ring. You tell us Dave's going to win a ring. You spin everything. Why not this? Lie to us. Tell us, hey, we're making good progress. We're on our way. Thanks to everyone who's donated. Do not give us a number. Like, this is like putting your bank account out there and people see that you have like $400 in the bank. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I mean.
You don't give that number until you're like at $4,500.
Yes! I know!
So, what are they doing?
Let me bring this closer to home.
This has been a hot mess from the jump, this thing.
So, several months ago, you and I were part of a fundraiser for Arkansas Children's Hospital.
That's correct.
Okay. And we had a goal.
Yes.
As we started to get closer, it was like, okay, now it's time to let them know how close we really are.
Right.
And by the way, thank all of you for coming through. That you guys
helping the kids.
You guys were awesome. But as we got closer, it's like, okay, you know, now we say we're $500 short.
Right.
And then bam, you know, you don't go, hey, we're 5,000 short.
Right.
When you need 5,000.
You don't do that. I do not understand the logic. I don't understand how any of this is being marketed. I think it's a marketing disaster the way that this is going on. Because you go on Ty's show, and the guy told us, you know, how little membership that they have, and now you're doing this. Like, stop doing this. Like, the place that that constantly tells fibs to their fans about how great things are. This is the one time we're not fibbing. Really? It makes no sense. And the rest of the league is watching this. The rest of the league is watching this. You want to try that again?
Wasn't the one I was looking for.
Just tell us we're on our way. There, I don't know. I'm not in the spin room. I don't know. You know, I'm not on these panels. But I mean, do you have to be totally honest? I mean, it is almost June, and you've got less than 1,000 members in this thing. 5,000 seems a little bit out of reach, then, if you ask me. But what do we know?
No, it's not great, but they don't care.
They should care because the optics of this are bad. You look like you don't have two nickels to rub together. I mean, and maybe they don't. I don't know. I do not know why this is the thing they're dying on, the hill they're dying on honesty. Like, we're going to tell them to the penny how many. Why?
Because it makes us feel good.
I can't figure it out.
No.
And how is it that you have hired a Hall of Fame coach? And you don't have 25, you aren't halfway there. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable to me.
Maybe those numbers haven't been updated yet, Derek. Maybe they were
updated this week.
Yeah, well, there goes that idea.
I mean, DQ had a text about it. Leave the number off until they reach like 2,000.
Yes, exactly. Look, this is disaster management 101. you give them nowhere to go, man. Hey, we're still in the drive, hoping to get to 5,000.
Yeah.
Not going to tell you how many we got.
It's they have not been able to capitalize, and from an NIL standpoint, off Bobby Petrino and John Calipari. As far as Calipari's getting the money, for his they're fine in basketball, but I mean like the Edge collective, the official not been able to make hay.
They didn't
hay
get
here.
The butterfly effect they thought they were going
to
get.
They've not been able to make hay by their own admission here, unless this is a lie. And you don't have 700 members, you have 17,000.
They were banking on the fact that Calipari arrives, basketball's taken care of, everybody would be, that there would be
the rising tide would lift all the boats.
There would be a call to action.
Right.
We're going to mobilize everybody. Man, folks, man, I don't know if they know this or not, but it's hard out here. Things are expensive.
Maybe.
And people don't want to part with their money.
Maybe. This whole strategy of trying to guilt trip the fans into donating doesn't work.
It backfired.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we need to go back to the drawing board on the whole, if you want to win, you got to pay. Maybe we need to go back to the drawing board on that approach, because that, by the numbers that you have turned in, has turned a lot of people off. Turned a lot of people off. By the numbers they hand out, that is, people are being like, nope. Groceries. Gas, nope, not doing it. For wins, not doing it. All right, what? What are you looking at me for?
I received a text.
What does it say?
Derek doesn't want to do fun socks for the guys. He's thinking just solid blue. Maybe we just work around him.
Where are your card socks?
Was thinking everyone's socks have a different breakfast cereal or a different sports team. DQ, where do you come down? Why do you not want to be fun?
I was told there was no fun involved in this. Wear your card socks.
No, I'm going to wear...
Wear the socks of a sponsor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
If they'll throw in a couple bucks here, come
I
on.
Have
I'll
some
do
some socks that I would like to wear that just
breakfast
say
cereal
I,
is so
I
much
enjoy
fun.
A good poop.
Oh, very, very nice.
What?
Breakfast cereal socks are fun.
Are they? Okay.
Okay.
Now, this feels like the appropriate time to say, well, how about we pull the handkerchief out with the underpants... When this seems like an opportunity,
with
right?
With the saber dance.
Especially because that speech is going to be given at the dinner. So the wedding's already done.
Mm.
Everything serious
right.
is pretty much over.
No, he was going to do the handkerchief thing at the serious part.
Like, for the very ring.
Serious part, yes.
Okay, I wouldn't do it then. I would maybe do it at dinner.
Whatever. I know better.
I'm just trying to... I'm going to be... whatever I do... I'm going to have a thumbtack in my shoe so I don't cry. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. Maybe both shoes.
Oh, God. Do I have to bring a handkerchief too?
I don't know. I'll load up my pockets with some
puffs. What if I pull out a spider ring?
Oh, a blow pop. The candy thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, here's another piece of information that I don't know if anybody cares about, but it matters to me.
Yep.
I made the Zach run today.
Yeah, I was very proud of you.
I made the Zach run.
I'm very proud of you.
And DQ, I now know what it feels like. When you have to walk through the store with all that stuff.
Yeah, especially...
It's embarrassing.
Especially if I am also getting a drink or something.
Right.
So like,
yeah.
They think I'm about to drink two Dr. Peppers myself.
That's right.
And a Red Bull.
Yeah,
that's right.
But I can tell you have some sort of PTSD from this because you slam the receipt down and go, here, I didn't cheat on it.
That's right. Yeah, I did not. No,
Why did you make the run?
He was going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I needed candy. I was running out of candy. Yeah, because, I was out of candy.
Because what's his name?
Oh, so then candy, and you're coming up there with a bunch of candy?
Yeah.
Oh.
You think Mackie's listening right now?
He might be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, DQ, you were here for this, but you didn't hear this. So my daughter's in here the other day. God, this is... I'm telling you right now, I ain't ready for this. My daughter... all of her friends, her teachers, her coaches, she's either Mac or Big Mac.
Big Mac!
Big Mac.
What up?
She's like the tallest kid in her class. She's Mac or Big Mac. So she's over here the other day, and Sutton is sitting in here with us, and my daughter, Mackenzie, rolls in. And I'm like, and I introduce them by school, and I'm like, and she looks at him and goes, hi, Mackenzie.
Uh-oh.
So on a ride home, I'm like, hey. How come anytime you introduce yourself to anybody, it's Mac, but there's a boy around and it's Mackenzie?
Uh-oh.
Why is that, DQ?
What answer do you want her to give?
I don't know what you want me to say.
It better not be what you want to say. You need to lie to me right now.
Yeah, because don't say there's 793 members in the collective. Lie.
I am a dad on the edge right now.
It's the fastest growing collective in the league. That's what you say?
Is it?
No.
It's happening, isn't it? DQ, it's happening.
It might be.
I hate you.
It's happening.
I hate you. We're going spray tanning and some other stuff, and I'm not ready for this. Not ready.
Not ready.
But she even did that thing where she like twirled her hair.
Uh-oh.
Mackenzie.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, what? Like, who are you? Who is this alien baby?
Yeah. What happened there?
Huh.
All right. I did.
You were there. You witnessed it.
I did, but I couldn't hear everything. I have bad hearing. And she was talking. She was a bit of a low talker.
Oh, yeah. She's like, Mackenzie.
It's not like she was, you know, like belting it out like Ethel Merman or anything. No. Hi, my name is.
Just the worst. The worst.
By the way, I know nobody. College baseball is interesting in the tournament because the second Arkansas is out, nobody
cares.
But I will tell you, Tennessee 3, A&M 2 in the sixth inning at the Hoover Met in an elimination game. Mm-hmm. Another top four seed is going home at some point when that game ends. Okay. It's 12 minutes after the hour here on Ruskin and Zach. That was a interesting moment.
I didn't like that.
Right?
I didn't like that.
Yeah. Let's see here. You know what? Let's get Rod in here before we go to break.
All right.
I'm feeling feisty. What's up, Rod? How you doing?
What's up, guys? Hey, I want to give them an idea on this collective thing.
Yeah.
They need to have the school sign up anyone that buys season tickets and donate 20% of that ticket cost to the collective, because here's the deal. They're going to make people that are just buying tickets and donating to the Razorback Foundation to get their parking passes, they're going to make them feel like, oh, you're not supporting the team if you don't do this too. They could rub some people the wrong way. And, you know, anybody that's buying a season ticket, part of that should be going toward putting the talent on the field. And I don't know when they can make that legal or how they can do that, but it's almost like they're a business that wants to sell goods, but they don't want to have to pay for them.
Yes. Yeah. And I also think that Arkansas has a pretty bad NIL law in this state too, which is amazing considering you would think the one law they could get right down there in Little Rock would be one that like helps the Razorbacks, but no, we can't do that. We'll put a crypto mine across the street from your house, running 24/7 without any research or regulation at all. But you know, when it comes to NIL, yeah, you know, let's not go crazy here. So yeah, it's there you go, right? Yeah, that's the crypto mine. So I mean, Missouri's got a great NIL rule. I mean, they are making bank up there. They are rolling up there. And Arkansas's NIL law is not that good. The legislature needs to look into that and try and fix that and make it more more friendly. But you know, the U of A had a lot of input in the crappy NIL law in the state. So, you know, you kind of made your own bed here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Megan is texted in on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Woohoo! The Chuck Hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a...
She's fired up.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we have it. This is your... This is the first time that... Chuck, you've gotten to react to the game because the game was earlier today. Yeah.
I forgot I was going to have to do that. To be honest with you, I don't have my initial thoughts ready.
Just wing it. That's what we do. Just off the cuff.
You know, I haven't gotten the party line yet. You know how it works. We have our meeting in the morning we're going
to
say.
Do you have to go to that place in Farmington and pick them up in the manila envelope? Because that's what I have to
do. I do, yes. So all the day's talking points.
Don't you think that's
I was disappointed. I'm going to be honest with you. Not because they lost, but because they made three errors. And they I just didn't think they played all that well. Quite honestly, and look, I've been there. I've traveled with them. I say I've been there. I've traveled with them. I've not played, obviously. And when you know, they've been gone since last Wednesday. And when you at the tail end of that road trip, man, you're ready to go to the house. I always had mixed feelings leaving that place. And I kind of would imagine they do too. But I would like to have seen them play a little bit better today. I won't lie to you there.
Yeah, it felt like to me a little sleepwalky that until Holt hit the home run in the sixth inning, and then it was like, oh, we're in this thing again now. But you have the first little while, and then we can talk about managing a Hagen Smith as well here. But I just thought, like, the first half of the game, falling behind 6-0, it felt a little like little sleepwalky kind of performance there, like it would be at the end of a long road trip, like you said.
Well, you know, let's not overstate what's happened the last couple of days. I mean, as we've seen many, many times, there is not always much of a correlation between this week and next week. Now, I suspect next week, if they win the regional, everything we just watched will be a distant memory. If they don't get out of the regional, and I mean, they're going to have to play better than they played today to get out of the regional. If they don't, people are going to say, well, I saw it coming at the conference tournament or maybe before. Clearly, they're going to have to step it up. And, Dave kind of addressed that after the game, and they know that. We're not saying anything they don't know, but clearly they're going to have to play better than they played the last couple of days.
You get a chuckle out of people who are like, these games are meaningless. They didn't want to go down there and win. Anybody who's been around Dave Van Horn for 30 seconds knows he's hyper-competitive. Now, they may have been prudent in their attack, but they didn't go down there to go 0-2 and go home.
Well, once the game starts, everybody wants to win. I mean, once the game starts. Now, yes, you've got to be, you say prudent in the way you plan this thing out, and what you want to have in the tank for next weekend does have something to do with how you plan things this week. But you don't plan on making five errors in two games. And that's the area where You just can't do that. You know, last night in the game they lost, or yesterday in the game they lost, in the ninth inning, that trailing runner's got to be over third on that hit that scored the fifth run. If he's at third, he scores on that force play and it ties the game. There are little things that they've been doing that they didn't do. And again, I'm not going to read too much into it. It's the conference tournament, and I mean, all you want to do when you get there, I'm just going to be honest, is get out. The veteran players know that the best thing for next weekend is to come home and rest. First weekend off since, you know, I don't know when.
February.
And by off, I mean without a game.
Second week.
Well, and that's when the game started.
Yep.
It's not like they hadn't been doing stuff during the weekends before that. So, you know, Arkansas has been here before, and my tendency is to believe that they'll be ready to go next weekend.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but we have a question from a texter. Ryan in Prairie Grove says, we were talking last hour about who they should start in game one. Is it Hagan Smith, or do you go some other route? Ryan in Prairie Grove says, if Chuck doesn't say throw Hagan in game one, I quit. I'll be a Texas Tech fan.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to drive anybody off, but my tendency has always been to start the number one guy, but I know that you know, they may decide not to do that. I don't know what he's going to decide. In years past, there are times when he's pitched off. Here's the thing about it. If they were to start Smith in game one and win, you're playing a winner's bracket game on Saturday night. You've got to stay in the winner's bracket if you're going to win this thing. You just do.
Yep.
I don't know who you pitch. Who do you pitch that night? Do you come back with Molina? Do you pitch Molina in game one, pitch Smith game two? I think those are, you know, those are legitimate questions. And part of it's going to be the draw. You know, part of it's going to be who you play. Part of it's going to be who they're pitching. Everybody's got a pretty good pitcher, or they wouldn't be there. So, yeah, I can I hear where he's coming from. I really do.
Yeah, I just, to me, I would lean towards game one because they need a win. They haven't. They've lost three in a row. They've struggled in the last 10 ball games. They need to see a win, no matter what, in the first game. And I would elect for the night game too, Chuck, because I just think you got to make Hagan Smith as comfortable as possible. When he's been uncomfortable, he's struggled. The cold game in February, today at 9:30 in the morning. I would try and make him as comfortable as possible with a night game on Friday with a big crowd and to see this team start out 1-0 in the regional. That's my opinion on the whole thing.
Well, maybe so. You know, that may be the route that they go. If you pitch Smith, you might opt for a night game. Dave's always liked day games. Yep. And I'd be surprised, honestly, if we don't see Arkansas play in a day game. I'm inclined to think after today that we might see Molina in game one. I'm just saying
today.
We might. I'm just guessing.
Good. Yeah.
I thought the error on Tiger just messed with his head. I just thought he blew up after that when he made the error. He pitched great, and I guess it was the sixth, and then it got away from him in the seventh. But I thought Molina was pretty good. It would not surprise me to see them start him game one.
Yeah, I really like that. I like whatever's been his hang-up, it seems to have passed now, and he's been the last couple times out, he's done really well.
Well, one of the things you got to consider, too, is that – it depends on who the two and the three is.
Yeah.
And what they have to pitch in their game, what happens in their game, or at least who they have feel like they have to start in that game. That may affect what you do as well.
Yeah. They're 10-11 away from bomb. They're 30-3 at home. So they're a very different
33
team. 33-3 at home, excuse me. Pitching and defense are, I guess, things that they've sort of – that's been their calling card. Tommy and I were talking earlier today, like what they're missing – is a consistent hitter. They're streaky. They can put up 12 one night and come back and put up one the next. They've got to find some sort of consistency. I know Dave keeps messing with the lineup, moving guys around. I just don't know. I liked what Kentucky did today. First inning, get a guy on base. He moves to second. Then they bunt him around and they score that way. I just feel like they've got to generate some runs and just get something, like Derek was saying, get some positive things going.
Well, they've got to step it up offensively. I'm not disputing that. I thought the issue early today was they gave them those runs.
Yeah.
You know, they never had a chance to win the ball game with pitching and defense today. because they gave them runs, and they were right behind the eight ball. This team's made, what, 33, 34 errors all year long? They've made five the last two games, guys. I mean, five. That's just that's not like what they do. And I would go so far as to say if they'd played error-free last night and today, they'd have tomorrow off getting ready to play Saturday. And those are things that you cannot do against good teams. And if they commit five errors in two games next weekend, they're not going to get out of their regional. At least I wouldn't bet a nickel on it. Now, again, I don't want to sound critical because I don't think what's happened the last couple of days is going to have much bearing on what happens next weekend. But it certainly could have been better the last couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, the goal, and we're talking with Chuck Barrett here, your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky, is you want, like I heard you talking about this earlier in the week, you want to play well down there. And they played okay, but, you know, the errors and you know, yesterday.
I think
you're
being generous. I don't think they played well. I say they play well when I think they do. And most of the time they do play well, but I didn't think they played well today or yesterday.
Yeah. And you, I mean, you brought it up. I mean, they've been away from home for a while. And maybe it's just the end of that road trip. They were just done. And wanted to go. There's nothing on the line for them. There's nothing to push them.
I also think that this happens all the time where we
you're right.
super analyze the
you're
SEC
right.
tournament.
No question.
And it's just like it's next weekend's what matters. That's what matters.
I just didn't like the lethargy. I guess like I mean the,
ooh,
the
lethargy.
Ball. Yeah, the ball in the first inning that Stovall just whiffed on. I mean, that's a ball. He makes that play 10 out of 10 times. This one just got away from him. And I mean, I don't know. It seemed to snowball after that. You get the catch from the kid in at Kentucky in center field. Seemed to energize them.
Catch.
Yeah, it was a great catch.
He almost pulled Holtz back.
Yeah,
or the left fielder did.
Yeah.
He came really close.
Yeah,
it was.
I was impressed with Kentucky. I was impressed with Kentucky. They played a clean game today.
Yeah, they're good, and they you know they only had one hit in the LSU game, and bounced back nicely today to as you said get the day off and move on to Saturday. But yeah, there's a lot, but it's all we can do because it's what we just saw. So it's not anybody's fault to hyper analyze the SEC tournament, but you know,
it's meaningless. I mean, for them, the tournament starts this weekend. And I, you know, Chuck, I heard you say earlier in the week, you know, just don't go down there and look like you don't care. You know, be sharp. If you lose and come home. And the five errors, you know, for my money, a lot of them were just mental errors. It was guys just weren't, I don't want to say not in position, but just weren't focused. I mean, the Stovall thing is you know, the one I would circle that and say, you know, that's kind of their weekend.
I would imagine that they're coming home hacked off.
Yeah.
You know, I could hear it in Dave's voice after the game. And I would imagine they're going to come home with a little chip on their shoulder and with something to prove when they play next weekend. And I'm not terribly bothered by that. Again, I wish they'd played well today. I wish they'd played well yesterday. They didn't. But it just kind of depends on how they use these two ball games because we've seen what they can do, and, you know, they're going to have the whole state on their side for an entire weekend. And so I'm sure they're going to have a little bit of attitude about them. I would think they would be a little bit, you know, again, a little bit hacked off knowing they can do better than they did.
I was talking earlier today about someone kind of dismissive of this, but I think it would be it'd be an incredible thing for all parties involved. You're talking if you're broadcasting the games, if you're going to the games, whatever it is, if they put Texas in this regional, I think it would be it'll be on another level that we haven't seen before.
I think Texas is going to College Station, but yes, you're right. It would be great if they came here. I mean, it would be great if
they
came here.
Take that, Texas.
I don't dispute that. It would be it'd be fantastic if they came. It'd be fun.
Because, I mean, if you had Arkansas and Texas on a Saturday night at Bomb, I mean, there'd be people parked across the street trying to watch the game.
Like,
they couldn't get in.
There'd be babies conceived that night.
The fire marshal would be like, stop. You can't put anybody else in this place.
Would not be safe in the hog pen.
No.
Pretty sure about
there
saying that.
There would be
that.
Kids named Hog Pen coming out
right.
9 months
That's
later.
That's right.
Well, something like that, yeah. Yeah. We're talking with Chuck Barrett here, Ruskin and Zach. Your drive home powered by Mr. Sparky.
Hey, Chuck, I probably know the answer to this, but would you ever consider getting back into broadcasting baseball? Because Chip Carey sucks. He sucks.
Wow.
I had to watch that game on Roku last week where he was doing the game with Will Middlebrooks. He's horrendous.
Well, I'm not going there.
Man, I've heard you do baseball games. You're really good. Maybe he was just too pro-Cardinal for me as my team was getting their butts.
Well, yeah, you're a Red Sox fan, and he's the Cardinal announcer. That may have something to do with it.
Well, give Chip a little bit of credit. I mean, look, he's been as much a homer in 10-1 losses as he was in that win the other
night.
So, I mean, you had to put up with it for a couple of games. When they're just getting drilled every night, and it sounds like an infomercial sometimes between him and Thompson. But they're playing well right now. They won 8-10, baby.
Yeah, they swept the Orioles.
First sweep for the Orioles in ages.
Rafael Devers hits a ball 7 miles. That thing probably landed in St. Charles, Missouri. Carey's call was, there's a deep drive to left by Rafael Devers. Lars Nootbaar hits a ball that scrapes the wall. There's a blast by Nootbaar.
That is a Red Sox fan. Yeah. That is a Red Sox
fan
talking
right there.
We're bitter,
all right? We're bitter.
That's a Red Sox fan talking right
there. By the way, I hate Tyler O'Neill. Thanks.
He's done better there than he did for the Cardinals.
Did this whole thing... I haven't done the research on this, but it seems like they've played well ever since that Sunday game where Marmol got thrown out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that that had – I mean, I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not. I don't know. I ain't playing the Red Sox. Kind of got them warmed up. But, you know.
Yes!
This interleague play seems to treat them well. You know, you're playing the junior circuit now, so it's, it's not quite the same as playing a National League team.
Now, yeah, the Red Sox are not a National League or an American League team. They're a Triple-A team. They are god awful. God, they're bad.
They're not. You talk about them like they're 6-40 or something like that. I mean,
they should be.
Well, they're not.
They
though.
Should be.
Well, it's that rich Red Sox history. You know, yeah, he's accustomed to championship after championship.
That's correct. That is correct.
Theo Epstein was there for 100 years.
Greatest
Epstein
since
won. They won
since
like
won.
That forever.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, let's see here. Let's see if any of these texts are any good here that we can
not
share
really.
Here. Not really. No, no. Not a
filter little. Through the hate mail.
Yeah, we're working through. Yeah, something like that. I wrote this down. We haven't talked about this yet, but I'm looking at, I actually sent out a post on this on X last night on the Ruskin and Zach page that with very little fanfare, John Calipari takes pictures with people who are way more famous than anybody that Musselman ever took pictures with.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah,
I'm just scrolling the last night. Oh, there's Derek Jeter. Oh, there's Bill Clinton. I was like, and it's like there's no like production. It's just we are.
Excuse me, Chad Morris got his picture taken with Robin Thicke.
Oh, Robin Thicke. Oh well, excuse me.
Excuse me.
I think the the guys that make 5 and 6 figures per speech, Clinton, yeah. Jeter, Calipari. I think that's the expensive speakers club, and they all run into one another at these corporate events.
Okay. Wow. It's like a circuit.
Yeah.
They just hop from event to event.
It's the $100,000 a pop speaker club. I don't know how he does it. I'm just talking. He's a famous guy. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it just stood out to me again. I saw Bill Clinton the other day and I'm like, okay. And then, last night I'm flipping. I'm like, Derek Jeter. I'm like, okay, somebody needs to point this out.
He needs to slow down. We're not used to this.
Yeah. Somebody needs to point this out. He's got the governor on there. He's got, who are these guys here? The Stevenses. I mean, that's important. I mean, it's one right after another. It's amazing.
The thing about someone like Cal, when he posts like a picture of the Stevens family, if you're in Arkansas, you may or may not recognize a member of the Stevens family. If you're in another state, you may not recognize them at all. Those are the non-celebrities. His non-celebrities run the largest off-Wall Street investment firm in America. You may not know who they are, but even the ones that everybody doesn't recognize are still pretty special.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen enough people like pointing this out. It seems like something people would like to brag about is, you know, our this coach gets, there's a lot of famous people in these pictures that he's with.
He had, he's talking about Caitlin Clark the other few weeks ago or whatever it was.
He's got to pace himself.
He's pretty famous himself.
Chuck, Seth from Elk River would like to know, who would Chuck bat leadoff? Now, that doesn't, he does not specify Cardinals or Razorbacks, so you can feel free to answer either one.
Yeah, either one.
Yeah, he's giving me an out right there. I don't know. That's a tough one because they've just not had guys that have consistently hit. There are times I think Stovall. There are times I like Stovall, you know, a little bit down in the order. So maybe he can drive some guys in. You know, the game's changed in that a lot of times players that aren't like prototypical leadoff hitters bat leadoff for the simple reason that you want them to have as many at bats as they possibly can.
Because so, they get on base.
They get on base, right.
Because they get on base,
That's what we need is we just need, you need traffic.
Yeah.
And that's what makes answering the question tough because there's not enough consistency up and down the lineup that you can say, all right, I want to put this guy here and we'll have this guy in the RBI spot. Because, you know, one guy may be hitting and one guy may not be. There's not been – you know, consistently up and down the lineup, four or five guys producing at once.
It looks to me, though, he loves to do the lefty-righty, you know, back-and-forth thing, too. So that's
and there's reason for that.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, it's yesterday, South Carolina, I think, did it all the way through, and it's an effective strategy, and it was working for them yesterday. But, yeah, I don't know. We were trying to figure out, they've had to use like 50 different lineups, and this is unusual for me because when you keep the book with the games, because I'm a nerd and I keep the book to the games, Chuck, particularly in the postseason. But you're used to right, okay, it's the same old deal, but it is not the same old deal with this team, and it's got to a certain extent, I think it has to gnaw at him in a little bit that they haven't been able to get, you know, a consistent lineup there.
Well, look, in a perfect world, Wilmsmeyer transfers in, hits 300, and you plant him at center field and leadoff, and you do that every game.
Yeah.
Because when he's on base, he's disruptive. And I don't know if you recall early in the season, I mean, he made some throws.
Yes.
From the outfield that you just don't see college players make. And, you know, in a perfect world, that guy comes in, he solidifies that spot, and you don't ever have the conversation. But it didn't work out that way, and sometimes it doesn't. And you know, when you put a team together, at least in this case, you know, put an outfield together, sometimes you know, one part doesn't work quite like you think it would, and that sets lots of other things in motion as a result of that. So they may very well have had some of that this year too. But here's the thing, and I fight to avoid this as well. We're not at the tail end. We act like we are. The real beginning starts next Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, we're over a week away from the real beginning, what we're going to talk about in the offseason. We're not going to talk about the conference tournament. If they lose next weekend, we're going to talk about next weekend. And if they win, the conference tournament's going to be a distant memory. So let's avoid the tendency to believe that it's over or that it's coming to an end. There's new life for 64 teams as of Monday, and every single one of them thinks they're going to go to Omaha. Yeah. Monday afternoon, every single one of them has figured out a way that they're going to go to the College World Series. So everybody's going to have new life next week.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing, here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
DQ has your polls. Hi.
Hi. Okay. When crossing at a crosswalk, do you press the button and wait for the go signal?
Nope.
Yes,
nope.
Always. If I'm not in a hurry, or no, I jaywalk.
Okay. First of all, jaywalking is a stupid term. You go when the opportunity arises.
I thought jaywalking was when you left the crosswalk.
No, jaywalking is like, if the crosswalk has a signal, yeah, and you don't go when the signal tells you.
I thought jaywalking was like just wandering
aimlessly
down the
street. It's just wandering in the street. It doesn't matter.
Honestly, I didn't know there were rules to walking.
Maybe it's both.
It doesn't matter if there's a crosswalk. If you don't wait for the signal and you walk across the crosswalk, it's still jaywalking.
So it's a crime? Jaywalking is like a catch-all.
Yeah.
For all walking crimes. Okay. Got it.
Like that whole a lake can be a sea, but a sea can't be a lake, that kind of thing.
I love those.
I don't like that.
Those are my favorite things.
I don't like that at all.
A toad can be a frog, but a frog isn't always a toad.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. Pollywogs and whatnot.
All right.
Okay, well, 41% said if I'm not in a hurry. 22% said that they jaywalk. This question stemmed from this woman sitting... I was driving down this road this morning, and it was one of these roads that the crosswalk has like a whole stoplight dedicated to it. So when you press the button, it'll act like a stoplight, and then you wait until the flashing red light. This woman was waiting with her dog for a car to stop for her. Like, I saw her after I passed her, I saw her stick her hand out to like stop the car that was about to drive across it when there's a button. There's a button for a reason, and it stops traffic.
Listen, keep Fayetteville funky.
You can lead the horse to water.
That's
you can't
right.
make the horse drink.
It made me
drink.
So mad. This has happened multiple times, and especially with the bike lanes. Like, I saw this whole discourse about how, well, the crosswalks slow you down when you're on a bike.
Was the greenway not enough?
No, it wasn't. No, they need more.
I mean, why not give them 49 now? That's right. Take the whole road.
I mean, really.
It upset me, but anyway. When someone initiates small talk by asking if you have any plans for the day, do you answer honestly or say, no, not really?
You say you have plans, because that's like somebody coming up to you and saying, hey, are you busy? Yes, I am.
No.
Very busy.
I mean, like...
It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. Do you have plans tonight? Yes, I do.
Okay, but what if... So I'm thinking specifically, like in a drive-thru or something, or any type of... Like,
okay.
Interaction like that.
Okay, DQ, let me ask you this.
You mean at the coffee place where they always ask you
what you're doing?
That.
I don't want to talk.
DQ. Most of these, I will say, most of these poll questions come from my own life.
From your own personal experience.
And then
where have we heard that before?
I put it in my notes app really quick.
You write it on the little board in the shower?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, tomorrow morning when you get here at 9:45-ish.
9:05.
Whatever. And I say, hey, do you have plans this weekend? What's your answer?
Yes,
I do.
But I do. But say in the coffee line, when they're like, do you have plans? I say, no, not really. Because whenever I say, oh, yeah, I do, then they're like, well, what are they?
Well, then
I have to go to work.
Yeah.
Well, where do you work? And then it's like a whole thing.
Well, have something ready to go. Can you not think on your feet?
No.
You have plans
I'm
this
horrible
weekend?
Yeah. At being
what do you
witty.
Do? What are you doing? Performing open heart surgery. Oh, what? Are you a doctor? No. And they'll leave you alone.
I was asked to scrub in. You know,
right, right.
Case.
Yeah, tag me in. Like a tag. I'm in.
I don't know.
Like
the New Age Outlaws.
Right.
You know,
right.
Billy Gunn.
Sorry, go, sorry. Okay. Didn't mean to interrupt. Go on.
60% said they answer, no, not really.
Okay.
Does the volume on your car radio or TV have to end in a certain number?
Yes.
I have four options. Yes, even numbers
yes.
only. Yes, odd numbers only. Yes, zeros and fives, or no, I'm normal.
Listen, I overthink everything. I've never thought about the number on the volume on the radio. No,
that's shocking to me.
No, I've never do.
28.
I know the Bluetooth has to be louder than the actual radio. Like when I listen to something on my phone, it's too low. I have to crank it up.
28.
Mine's always
has
just,
to be 28.
It's just got to be an even number.
Even number. 28. 28 is my number.
You need to go get a hearing check. 28. Man, that's pretty loud.
Yeah. Oh, it goes to like 50. I'm
that's
only like
pretty
halfway
loud.
Up. Well, I like my music.
If you're But one comment.
It was Molly Hatchet on the way in this morning.
You should not be allowed to play Toto that loud, Zach.
What's wrong with Toto? You got something against Toto? Rosanna's a hell of a tune.
One comment said, yes, I used to do this, but then I got tired of being controlled, so I stopped doing it.
That's right. Break free from the chains. I like it.
Okay, and then last one. Have you ever scraped the burnt bit off a piece of toast?
Well, you throw it out and start over,
say,
right?
No, I try and make it again. Yes, or I toss it and I give up.
Okay, question. When on your toaster, what number do you toast?
Are we allowed to talk about toast?
Oh, yeah, I was told we weren't.
A toaster talk?
Yeah, no toaster talk. What number?
I use the broil.
From the people who brought you microwave talk, here is toaster talk.
You use broil?
I don't have
what
a...
What kind of lawless society do you live in?
I don't have a toaster.
You don't have a toaster?
You don't have a toaster?
No.
All right.
Broil is right there.
Right now. Go get yourself a dang toaster.
Don't show that on the camera.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Well, the number's on the back.
It doesn't matter. Just be safe.
Go get yourself a toaster.
Wait, no. Someone rip off Zach's credit card. That'd be funny.
Great. You'll go to McDonald's by yourself. Go get
broil
a toaster.
Broil exists.
Go DQ. I am offering right now to go
put toast in the oven.
Yes.
I'm offering
toast,
to buy
bagels,
you.
That's exhausting.
Frozen waffles.
I am offering to buy you a toaster.
That's like a half hour commitment
no,
every
it's
time.
Not.
You well, you got to preheat
mine?
It.
No, you do. Well, a little. Broil like heats up super quickly.
Wow.
And then
you
well,
have an air
I will
fryer?
Say it is very annoying because you do have to diligently watch the broil
yes.
because in 0.5 seconds it will be burnt to a crisp.
Yes, that's right.
You're not having toast. You're having baked or whatever it is.
Well, what do you put your toaster on?
5.
3.
Oh, you're a light toaster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You just like it. You like it crunchy.
The toaster is weird because like 5 like burns stuff. So you have to dial it back. I don't know what deal, if it's got like, you know, some sort of extra heat coil in there or whatever, but between 3 is where you got to be.
DQ, I am giving you permission to go up the street and get yourself a toaster.
But I don't need one. I have broil.
It sounds like you do.
It really sounds like you need one.
This is falling under work smarter, not harder, all right? The toaster
well, but see,
is
I don't have a lot of space in my kitchen. And I already have my air fryer sitting on top of my refrigerator.
Oh, well, you got an air
why
fryer.
Why not put
well,
in the air fryer?
Put the toast in
because
there.
Because whenever you put toast in the air fryer, it, like, flies around.
What?
Have you never experienced that? The
no.
toast, like, flies around and it's all bent when you take it out.
What the hell's going on in your air fryer? I think you have
it.
I think you have
it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, really? You've got like a jet engine. You don't have an air fryer.
Does that not happen?
No, I put garlic bread in my air fryer last night. And it does not fly around.
See, I've done that before and it like flies all around and gets burned on weird places.
Well, who hasn't?
That's me every time I go to the beach.
Right.
Burn in weird places.
Places.
That's right.
Thank you. I'm giving you permission.
I don't
to
need
go.
A toaster.
No, you do. I think it will change your life for the better.
That's a poll question. Do you need a toaster?
That is a good one.
Does anybody need a toaster? There you go.
Gilligan says that you hate the environment. The oven uses 10 times the amount of power as a toaster.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah.
But well, I mean, so I will... you do like your favorite musician, you know, flies from Newark to Manhattan on her private jet. So, I mean.
Following by example.
Now, if you get a toaster as a wedding gift, would you re-gift it and give it to her?
I would consider that.
Okay.
Yes. I don't think we're registered for a toaster though.
Oh,
so
guess what you're getting?
Have you guys seen those like Smeg toasters?
What's that?
Have you guys heard of the brand Smeg?
No. What's that?
It's an insanely expensive, like top of the counter appliances, like toasters and blenders and coffee makers and kettles.
Yeah.
It's like $200.
Do you need a day off to go to the DG and go get a toaster?
No.
They have them there.
I don't know.
My parents are in love with they have a toaster oven combo. It's a toaster oven, but it's got slots in the top
Can we
really?
It's insane. It's
great.
Can
we get back to the air fryer where the bread flies
around?
That's been my experience.
Can you like clamp it down or something?
I don't know. You have to like put a weight on it.
Yeah. You can put a rock in there.
Put one of those presses on it, like when they make
oh
hash
my
browns.
Gosh, yes.
Yeah, one of those deals.
Huh.
All right. Wow.
Everybody texts her the 479 says, I'm bringing my terrible toaster to DQ. Yeah, if you
want
to drop them off
toaster.
On the front porch.
We're going to have 10 toasters on the front porch.
Somebody
now.
Bring DQ a toaster. My God.
Yeah.
Do you bake cakes in the deep fryer?
No.
What you have to do, the TA in Las Vegas is on this. What Elwood Blues did in that movie is you put your toast on a wire coat hanger and put it over a hot plate. And you just flip it, and that's how you get your toast.
It's got to be better than a broiler.
That's right. A broiler, that's a lot of work. I've never wanted to work that hard for toast.
Well, I guess it just became part of my routine. Like, while I'm making coffee, I also just stick my bagel in the broiler.
Hang on. Now, Joe and Centerton's got an idea here, DQ. You should invent toaster straps to strap down your bread in the air fryer.
The $100 idea right there.
I was so confused by... Has no one else experienced this?
No.
No one's ever had their bread
flying around in their air fryer.
I thought that was common.
This is a lot of work I've never considered for toast. Like, when I was doing TV and someone was... The first time I ever saw anyone walking around with that organic peanut butter, you had to stir... You have to stir this peanut butter 45 minutes. I don't want peanut butter in 45 minutes. I've moved on to the next thing. It
great
didn't make
value.
Any sense.
Bob Ross has checked in. Who doesn't have a toaster? DQ may not be savable.
He's got a toaster oven combo that he raves
says
about.
He will send one to the studio. This is ridiculous.
I don't need a toaster.
No, please don't send us any more gifts, please. We've got enough stuff in here, all right?
She needs a toaster.
If we get a bunch of toasters, we're just going to end up giving them out as bad prizes for a contest or something.
It's fine. Win DQ's toaster. We'll have her sign it.
Oh, like win Fred's money?
Right.
Like, okay. All right. There you go.
DQ, Abner is questioning whether you know what your air fryer is. He thinks that you may have put your bread in an ice cream machine.
No, it's an air fryer. I've tried this multiple times.
We have found someone. Justin in Mountain Home that shares the same affliction. His air fryer is like a tornado.
That's what I'm saying. It flies all around.
What are you pulling? 220, 221 in there?
There's a ground on that thing. So it's got some power.
Is it made by like Boeing?
I don't know.
When you turn it on, all the lights dim in the house. You know.
I have an air fryer. I've never had anything fly around inside.
That's crazy.
Is it?
Well, I guess not. I thought that was common.
Huh. What a time, man. Wow. All right. Did my dad send a picture of the toaster? No.
Yeah, $200.
You think Ty has a toaster?
Oh, there's the Smeg toaster.
Do you think Ty has a toaster?
Oh, William Sonoma? Yeah.
Hey, do you think Ty has a toaster?
I think he does. It's probably one of them $24 jobs you get at Walmart like most people have.
Yeah, like most people have.
Yeah. I think even we have we didn't blow out the budget on
toaster
toasters.
This morning.
I love a good toaster.
Yeah, there's nothing.
It's a must have.
Absolutely.
In any kitchen.
That or one of those the little oven things with the glass door. The toaster oven.
The toaster oven's confusing to me.
How?
I don't.
How? You put this stuff in there, you turn it on. Most of them have a little timer.
Okay. I am sorry. We have really gone into appliance talk again.
Well, we were told from the people who brought you microwave talk, it's now more appliance talk.
How do you not have
a
toaster?
The toaster oven has like way too many buttons and options. It's way too much is going on. And you still have to wait for it to heat up a little.
No, you don't.
It's not as convenient as the toaster.
Ty does not have a toaster.
What?
I bet he wanted. Does he? Can you ask him if he used the broiler?
I don't think you've seen his diet. He doesn't eat toast.
No, I've seen his diet. He probably eats a lot of bread.
Yeah, okay.
Most of it in liquid form, I would think, but that's another thing altogether. A Smeg toaster. I've never heard of this.
DQD, Ryan wants to know, do waffles fly around in your air fryer?
Yeah, you get an Eggo in there. And
I don't know. I've never tried.
You've never tried an Eggo?
In the air fryer.
Oh, okay.
I love Eggo waffles.
Well, what do you put them in?
Who doesn't?
The broil.
If you don't love Eggo waffles, can we kick you out? Can we kick you out? Really?
They're
can we do that?
Yeah, we need to find.
There's no redeeming quality for that. You know,
DQ texter out of the 918. That's Oklahoma. Wants to know if bacon, the little M meat, flies around in your Air fryer.
I don't know. I haven't tried.
Hmm. Do you put it in the basket or like what do you?
Yeah, I put it in the basket or and I put a little.
Did your air fryer
have a, paper?
Does it,
down?
Did it have a little thing on the side for the Fujitsu scale?
No, my air fryer joke. Was like.
It's the Fujita scale. That's a fine.
My air fryer was like.
Fujita was a linebacker.
$20.
No, it's also the Fujita scale.
It just has a knob.
And the hurricane scale is the Saffir-Simpson scale.
You're a nerd.
I did the weather once. I know things. Well, I could do it again if they'd give me a chance.
Who?
Anybody.
No.
I'd do the weather.
Don't do that.
I'd love to do the weather again. Are you kidding me? There's about an hour of work and like 3 hours of sitting around waiting on the show to start. That's what it is. And then you're on for like 5 minutes, and then you sit down again. It's beautiful.
Jim and Kingston's texting. You guys are great. Love the sports. DQ makes a show, microwave ovens, and flying toast.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
We're going to get called down for this one.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Why aren't you talking about sports?
Yeah. If they'd have won, we'd have to talk about the game more.
Right.
But, you know,
DQ, do you put bacon in in your broiler?
I put it in the oven, but I use the oven.
Yeah, not the broil feature.
Yeah, is that just because the top part?
It's the incorrect way.
That's your opinion.
No,
it's your view of the
situation. I do it as the settlers did it.
I did make bacon in my cast iron the other day.
And then eggs. Yes.
It was great.
Oh, you made eggs in the cast iron?
Oh, yeah. Wow. In the bacon grease? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it shortens your life by 10
years.
It
was a little greasy.
No.
A little too greasy for me.
I feel like we haven't accomplished anything here.
We haven't.
Okay.
That's the whole point. That's why we're here. We're here to waste your time. Look, if y'all, we were here till 7 o'clock last night.
We were.
And y'all were still here. There were people sitting in their car listening to this because they didn't want to go in and see their families.
Well, yeah. That had less to do with us and more about people wanting to stay away from their families. We can't take credit for that.
I said there were people that they stayed with us because they didn't want to go in and see their families. We're here to waste your time. That's what we do.
Why do you stay with us?
Yes,
are you
exactly.
trying to avoid your family? Our lines are open.
Well, they're all here for toaster talk. I mean, we're still getting texts about toaster talk.
They love it, man.
They
need
do.
A break. They don't want to hear about, not having a left fielder 57 games in or the errors. And they don't want to hear all that stuff. They want toaster talk. Give them toaster. Give the people what they want, dadgummit. That's what you have to do. You know what? That's what it is. All right.
Is it over already?
Son of a gun. Talk. How about that?
Yeah.
This podcast has been presented by BetOnline.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.